from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A couple minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Cut day. You got to cut down to 53 by 4 o'clock this afternoon. Good luck to everybody who's on the cut line. Hopefully you make it.
Yeah.
We'll get into some college football stuff coming up in 20 minutes as well as we continue to look ahead to week one on Saturday. Like we mentioned a couple of times, but we'll continue to mention, the head coach of the Georgia Tech football team, Brent Key, is going to join us tomorrow at 12:20. We'll talk to him about that great win in Ireland. And they got a big one coming up on Saturday, too, against Georgia State.
Yeah,
so
man.
You can't, you know, you gotta take advantage of that great first win. Don't stub your toe. Don't take a step back. Don't do any of that kind of stuff. You got to build on this thing because their early season schedule, now that they've beaten Florida State, favorable.
Yes.
Like they can be 4-5-0.
Yes.
Like easily. So hopefully they do that. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
Oh, that the Connor Steigen thing came out today, didn't it?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Because the thing,
I know it comes out this week. I don't know if it's today or yeah.
Yeah. Just because does he have like control over like what's going to go into it and stuff? Because I think a lot of people, when you look at like, what was the one with the Florida Gators? Remember how everybody was excited about that and then everybody came back mad about it?
I was like, oh, they didn't tell us anything we didn't know.
You know, so I wonder if this is going to be. Like, I'll probably sit down and watch.
Yeah,
I'll probably sit down and watch.
You know how it is. We were talking about this with Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
Off the air the other day. It's all about who tells the story.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So Wyatt Earp went to Hollywood and told his own story.
Yep.
And has had amazing movies made about him ever since
and
then.
If you ever get a chance, guys, watch it. The whole 6 episodes.
It might not be true.
It's 6 episodes on Netflix.
Turns out Wyatt Earp may not have been that dude after
you
all.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, wow, really?
I just offended a lot of dads driving around who really like Wyatt Earp.
That's
sorry.
That's not what Kurt Russell did. He brought hell with him.
Yeah, man. He brought hell down.
You're trying to tell me Wyatt Earp didn't have a white horse?
Skin that smoke wagon or whatever he said.
I'm like, whoa.
Well, turns out maybe not.
Yeah, man. It was pretty good, though.
That's why Scottie Pippen's so mad about The Last Dance. Yeah. He's like, damn, Michael
and
told that story a little different than I would.
You saw what they tried to do. They tried to go to Alaska, him and Luke Longley.
Yeah, man. That's why you got to make sure that the people that will tell your story correctly live long enough to tell it.
Him, Luke Longley, and Horace Grant went to Alaska.
They did their own little tour. What did they? It wasn't The Last Dance. What did they call it?
I can't remember.
Something off of that.
Yes.
Though. They called it like the Last Last Dance or whatever.
Oh, God. Like, they tried to.
Come on, fellas.
Scottie Pippen, Luke Longley, and Horace Damn Grant.
Come on, fellas. Jordan said what he said, and that's the deal. So I don't know if Connor Stallion's like an executive producer on the thing or whatever. I do know that he's got a job.
Where?
He's a high school coach.
Get out.
Yeah. He got hired as a high school coach. Not like a head coach, but he's on a staff.
Is he scouting?
He's doing something, which I think you're allowed to do in high school, aren't you? Do advanced scouting? Maybe not. I don't know if you are or not.
But I mean,
they do it.
They do it.
I know my father-in-law sometimes will go to, if they have an off week, he'll go to a Tuscola opponent and go report back.
Because you love the show just like I do, Friday Night Lights, right?
Uh-huh.
And do you remember when the guy, when he was at the at East Dillon,
uh-huh.
and the guy came back with the and went and talked to Coach. Hey, Coach, I just came from over at some high school. Well, they're still running that split back veer. Is that Jim?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's not Buddy Garrity.
Right.
Like,
no, it wasn't Buddy.
I know.
It was another guy.
But they have a Buddy Garrity at Tuscola. That's Jim's best friend.
Oh,
that's Scott Grail's Buddy Garrity.
Scott Grail.
Oh, it's his whole life. It's Tuscola football. He'll text me sometimes. Like, you guys going to be up here this Friday? Actually, we will.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to make it in time to come to the game? Maybe. I don't know. We might. Well, we're doing a tailgate beforehand. It's like, all right, Scott, man, we might, man.
Damn,
we might do it. Yes. Wow. Yes. Yes. Waynesville.
They got some of those.
Waynesville, North Carolina.
They got them in Pete County, too. Don't
is a small town.
But
and
not,
in that small town, and you played on that football team, you stay in the small town, and you, I mean, you're a legend or not, whatever.
Do
but like,
they
that's
wear
what
their jerseys to the game?
Yes. They wear it to the rivalry game. The rivalry.
Because there's nothing worse than them. Oh, you remember the old school mess jerseys?
Yeah.
When you could, because this, now I knew this happened. I went to high school so long ago, but it would come up and the damn numbers were faded off. You could tell that was a 9 or 4.
Right.
And still, old. And still wearing.
They're still wearing it.
Yeah.
And not only that, wearing it tucked into jeans.
No.
With a beer gut.
No, because then you couldn't tuck it. It'd be a shimbo. So you had your damn belt buckle and belly hanging out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the ones they had, because I'm talking about people. I'm not just generally talking.
Right.
I'm talking about observed behavior. Right. Among men that are friends of, or in this case, my father-in-law.
Yeah.
You wear the old lineman jersey, and you tuck that bad boy into your jeans, and you walk in there with your chest out, man. Because when you were at Tuscola,
right.
You went 4-0 against Pisgah.
Right,
okay?
right.
Back in the good old days. The amount of stories I've heard about the 4 years that my father-in-law went to high school and the offense they ran and blah, blah, all of it. It's amazing. My father-in-law cares deeply about
that's good,
about five things. His family.
Yes.
Tuscola football. Science.
Yes.
Cruises. And Dollywood. He loves going to Dollywood. Those are my father-in-law's interests. He's a simple man. And Smoky Mountain moonshine.
God, that's so funny.
I don't know many people happier than Jim Davis, though.
That is so funny.
Jim Davis, a happy man.
You see them walk up in there. I'm like, damn. I'm talking about, like, when I was in school, and you're like, when did you play? Yeah, I was on that. I was on the 83 team.
I was on that. What do they call it? We won the county back in 83.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I was on the 80. I was on the 83 region team, man. I was
all region.
Oh yeah, man. We had, and they'd be hot. And I know I just moved to Fort Valley in the 10th grade. And you hollering out these damn names, like, I don't know him.
Never heard of that guy. At least you moved to Fort Valley. I didn't ever live in Waynesville. And I'm asked, oh, do you ever hear of the? No, that's the guy you knew in high school. How would I know about that guy?
I love it.
Let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go! Set!
And then, like, my brother-in-law's wife was in town last year for the game, so she wore his jersey.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was like, man, I feel a little left out.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I didn't play high school football for Tuscola.
Did Ashley do something?
Yeah, she wore, I think her dad has multiple jerseys, so she wore the other one. Yeah, man. It's a big old deal up there when Tuscola takes on Pisgah. All right, let's hear Raheem Morris talking about cutting down the roster.
Preseason in the books. Hard decisions for all of us. You know, obviously this is the hardest part for coaches. Really the hardest part that you do when you go through this process of eliminate people off your team and doing those things. The toughest things for a coach in the front office.
And it's tough. The only tough part about it is telling them they got to go. It's not tough because you know if they're good enough to make the team.
Right. There's probably a couple decisions that are tough decisions, for the most part,
They're not tough decisions. More tough of you know, because you got a chance, an opportunity to be around this kid since spring and everything like that, all through training camp, and now you got to tell him that, you know, you're no longer a part of this football team. But, yeah, as far as that's the hardest part. The actual football player on the field helping his team win, that part's not hard. It's not.
Sometimes I wouldn't want to have those conversations.
Yeah, sometimes you got to make a decision between the two or whatever.
That sounds like a sad conversation.
Thing, you pretty much know.
There was the NFLPA vetoed the rule that the league was trying to install for that 53 for the extra quarterback, essentially. Right. The PA was like, you guys can't designate him a practice squad guy and bring him up on Fridays.
No.
He has to be a player on the roster so he can get league
benefits.
Minimum. Yes. Benefits and league minimum. Which, well done. Well done by the PA.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not right.
They're trying to, because like the difference really between if you're full season, like league minimum is about $800,000.
Yes.
And then if you're a practice squad guy week in, week out, I don't know what it is, but it's chump change for the league. It's chump change for the team.
They're trying to be some cheap.
I'm glad the PA won that battle.
Yes. They're trying to be cheap with that crap. Trying to save as much money as possible. It's always crazy when you see, like you just said, okay, this is worth $15 billion or so, whatever.
Billions and billions of dollars.
And you tripping over that.
Yeah, right. Trying to save $48,000.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
It's pretty bad.
Come clean.
It's pretty bad.
Give us
the
money.
It's pretty bad. But the practice squad names and everything, they'll and that's another conversation that you have. He said, yeah, we're going to release you, but we want to put you on the practice squad. And that's usually what happens right now. That's what Ross probably doing. Ross and Terry are doing right now, trying to assess their practice squad while also waiting to see what teams cut other players.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there that you're interested in bringing in. You were talking about the backup quarterback market. I just saw a report, and I don't know if this is true or not, but it would be very interesting if it were, because the Browns have a bunch of good quarterbacks, like guys that could be on rosters, whatever.
And they love DT.
They love DTR. DTR's played really well. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, former UCLA quarterback. Yeah. There's a report they might keep him and shop Jameis.
Well, I mean, that would be interesting. Yeah. You know, I thought Jameis played pretty good in the Seattle game. And you watch, and that was because the game was on in here, the replay actually yesterday, and you watch, like, the talent that this dude has, man. Jameis can play.
Yeah,
it's just
absolutely.
Everything outside of the God-given ability for some reason. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You saw, what'd I see? Bailey Zappi's gone. Because, you know, Joe Milton won that third spot. Mm-hmm. Hendon Hooker took over the second spot. So Nate Sudfeld is out in Detroit. Nathan Peterman's out now. And it'll be interesting.
For now.
Exactly.
You know Nathan Peterman will be back.
Nathan Peterman's going to get a job right there. And so that's another thing where with the third quarterback, how do you want to move along as far as who's going to be a third and who's going to be a second quarterback?
I saw Malik Willis was traded.
Traded to Green Bay.
To back up Love.
Yes.
Because who won the backup job in Tennessee, obviously.
They brought somebody in.
Levis is the quarterback. Is it a veteran? I forget. Anyway, but so they trade him.
There's another guy that's still out there. Ryan Tannehill's still out there.
Yeah.
And you know, there's certain guys that are still out there as far as the quarterback position. But, yeah, when you get to this part, especially with the third quarterback now being around, and you want to go.
Oh, Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph
won the backup job in Tennessee.
Good. Okay, so there you go right there. So that means there's still these guys out there. And, you know, if you want to, because you can add these guys. Bailey Zappi, your third quarterback, is a pretty good damn option.
Pretty good option. Yeah. And, again, like the way that the league has gone the last handful of years, you've seen more quarterbacks make starts last year than the year before,
the year before that.
Like, every year more guys play in December because of all these injuries that are happening with quarterbacks. So, yeah, I mean, if you're Bailey Zappi, if you're Nathan Peterman, if you're Malik Willis, if you're one of these guys, it's a pretty good chance you're going to play football in December. You just got to kind of wait out and be there. CeeDee Lamb got his money yesterday, 4-year contract extension, $136 million, $100 million guaranteed. So, that's done.
Yes.
They got that taken care of.
Yes.
Now on to Dak Prescott.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, congratulations, CeeDee. CeeDee got the deal. $38 million signing bonus, largest ever for a receiver. I would not be surprised if Dak's contract is not done.
Interesting.
Now, if I'm Dak, I would, like, wait. You know, I came this damn far. But if they get the number that you want and something like that, go ahead and take it. But if I'm Dak, if they don't come nowhere near what I want, I'll get it on the free agency market.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
You could really flex on him right now if you wanted to. Like, withholding services at this point of a season.
Oh, Dak not show up?
I mean, he would never do that.
Oh, he would never do that.
That'd be the holdout of the century.
Oh, if Dak did that, like if Dak all of a sudden today just didn't show up.
Who would be most excited about that? Stephen A. Smith, probably. That would be the content gold.
What was that guy? What's the boy named Trey Lance? The dude threw 5 picks in their last piece of the game.
That guy's never going to be a starter in the NFL.
No.
I guess he started a few games for San Francisco before he got hurt. That was a third overall pick.
Yes.
By a good franchise.
Yes. Yes. 5 picks.
5 picks.
Yeah, man.
That's Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, but I know one thing.
Didn't disqualify him.
Exactly. 5 picks.
Nathan Peterman did that in a half.
Yes. Because the coach thought he saw something.
We saw something.
Yeah, whatever.
Stetson Bennett threw 5 picks, didn't he, in his first preseason game?
Yeah, Stetson's going to be the backup because Jimmy G suspended first 2 games.
Yeah, Jimmy G is on the shelf.
Jimmy's on the road.
He's taking steroids.
He's taking steroids and still getting hurt.
Took the wrong ones. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football. It's week 1 of the college football season. Got a little Kirby Smart audio as Georgia gets ready for Clemson. You want to hear from Deion Sanders? A lot of Deion Sanders stuff going
love
on
Deion.
In Colorado. I love Deion, too. I'm very confused by what's happening, because I don't know. I haven't played any games, and I don't know. Talk about that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And And now, here's another Andy and Randy listener.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. These two are good enough for television, but they look a lot better on radio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes from right now. We'll get back into the big story of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. It is Tuesday, so Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, will join us at 1:20 as he always does, about an hour from right now. And we'll get into some other college football news and notes in just a few minutes as well.
Yeah, Jerry said, we were talking about Jerry. Jerry said that there's nobody who could effing come in here and do all the contracts and be the GM better than I can.
Yeah, he got real profane.
Yes,
in that response. He was asked, I don't remember, it's a Clarence Hill or someone like that, like a veteran Dallas Cowboys reporter asked him, why he ever consider maybe letting somebody else be the GM. Jerry has never considered it.
No.
Very clearly.
No.
And then started dropping F-bombs at Clarence.
Letting him know. Damn. And Clarence just retired, like, last week. So why Clarence has a good...
He wasn't suggesting that he become the general manager. He was just asking if you had ever thought about anyone becoming the general manager.
And basically, he said that
Jerry said, nobody can balance this budget like me.
Like,
get these free agents like me.
What free agents? Like, he don't get free like he used to when he went back.
Draft these guys like me?
Like, he drafts a lot of good players.
It's true. The roster's good.
They have a lot of good players.
The roster tends to be good.
I don't know what Gary was like. And maybe because, again, and I don't know if CD, because CD got what he wanted, but I don't know if, like, he said he beat Jerry again.
I don't know.
My man Jeff Johnson said that CD won the 3, Jerry them won the 5. Jerry them always won 5. They always want the 5-year contract so they can spread the bonus out a little longer.
Right, easier for the cap and all that.
So they got a 4, and so it met in the middle.
Sounds like a compromise.
Does Jerry look at it as a compromise?
Or does CD look at it as a compromise?
I think this was asked after this situation. Mm-hmm. And then so Jerry's probably still hot.
Maybe.
Damn, Sadie.
Look, I don't know, man. Like, if I understand what it is. They're in a different world than the rest of us. But, like, if $100 million means compromise, let me compromise.
Yeah, man.
I'd be happy to. Because Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce just got $100 million for a podcast.
How about that?
We do a podcast.
Good for them, dog.
Where's Wondery? I mean, never mind. We're good.
But
Odyssey's probably got it.
I mean, that's just a big deal, man.
It's a very big deal.
Yeah, and their podcast is great. I know having Tay-Tay on your side don't hurt.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, having Tay-Tay on your side don't hurt.
Boost probably helps a little bit.
Yeah, but, Jerry's been like this, and Jerry showed you who he was when he fired Jimmy Johnson because people were giving Jimmy Johnson credit.
Yes.
Yes. And Jerry's like, hold on. I pay these players. We understand that, Jerry. You write the check.
Yeah, we know.
But Jimmy built this.
Oh, yeah. Nothing has destroyed more good things than folks wanting more credit or not wanting blame.
Yep.
Credit and blame.
Yep.
But that's a part of the job. Like, you're going to get more blame than you deserve when things are bad. You might get more credit than you deserve when things are good. Maybe you don't get as much credit as you feel like you deserve, but you're winning, so who cares? But easy for me to say because I'm not at that level, and I don't know. Egos come into it and all that kind of stuff.
That's always the crazy thing because now, when you sign a new contract, that opens up a lot of cap space. And so that's why we were talking about, does Dak get done? Like, I think there could be space for Dak to get done, you know, if they want to do it right now and everything.
I think they should.
And everything. If I'm the Cowboys, I try to get it done.
Yeah, do it now.
Yeah,
Don't let him get to free agency.
I try to get it done. So it could be one thing. You remember last year when Joe Burrow got his contract? He got his contract before the kickoff of the first game of the year. So I can see maybe it's a possibility because you had to get one of these done. Now, with the opportunity that you did, CD, can you go ahead and see if you can get Dax?
I'll tell you who was very happy about CD's contract getting done yesterday.
Who?
Jamar Chase.
Yes, sir.
Jamar Chase was already looking a little side-eyed at the Bengals front office.
Yes.
Now CD's got $100 million guaranteed.
He's going to be somewhere around there.
Okay.
I know some people are saying that Brandon Ayuk's not getting that.
No.
Yeah, Brandon.
No offense to him.
No offense at all, but he's not getting
Justin
that.
Jefferson, Jamar Chase, CD Lamb, those guys are in a different category of receiver.
Yeah, he's not getting that.
You're going to get close.
He's going to be up there. He'll probably have a 3 or 29-30. But he's gonna get his.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know between that and then Big Trent. I said yesterday, Trent ain't coming. No, Trent cool. Trent made, I don't know if there's been a lineman that made more money than Trent. So Trent's like, I'm cool. Trent wear fur coats. Trent all the way good.
Just tell me when the game is.
Yeah, just tell me show up.
And, you know, obviously the contract.
Yeah.
Send the contract over. Yeah. We'll get it signed.
I'll get on my jet.
Can you do a DocuSign on a contract? We'll just do it right there on the tarmac,
and then we'll be ready to roll.
Just get my jersey ready. Get out there. Protect the quarterback.
Unbelievable.
All right, let's get a little college football in here. You brought this up earlier. It's very interesting. It's still an unanswered question, obviously. Gets ready to take on Clemson on Saturday here in Atlanta, first game of the season, week one. Here's Kirby Smart talking about his running backs.
Yeah, really excited about the backs we've got. The guys have worked really hard. They continue to grow and get better. You know, Rod's toe is still an issue for him, but...
Yeah, I mean, we know the toe thing is going to keep him out.
Yes.
Yeah, he's had surgery on that turf toe.
Yeah, Roderick Robinson's
and so,
not going
to
play.
He's going to be down.
Branson Robinson
will play the long layoff, man. So happy to see this young man get an opportunity because we saw how great he was and what kind of grown man that he ran.
Yeah, I mean, he's the get-off-the-bus first guy. Yeah. He had a bunch of touchdowns in that second half against TCU.
Yeah, and they were just grown man touchdowns.
Yeah, when Georgia's third string was winning a national championship against TCU, they won that national championship game three different times with all different strings.
Right.
Nate Frazier will play.
Yeah.
The freshman that everyone's excited about. I don't know, Kirby can't stop talking about cash. You know, I love cash.
Yeah,
What about Trevor Etienne?
Well, I mean, and this
no
is
one
a,
said yet.
This is just a feeling that I had this morning thinking about this game, and there were two things I came away with from just a thought process on a Tuesday morning, and it probably could be because I slept too damn much.
This is just your opinion as a Georgia Bulldog football player who talks about them for a living.
Yeah,
now.
I slept too much, so I think that could have been it too.
It's your opinion is as valid as anybody's.
I think that I don't know. I just have a feeling Travis is not going to play.
Trevor,
I'm sorry, he's not going to play. Or he might just miss the first half. I don't know. That's just a feeling, thought process I have. The feeling out of this game, I don't know, you know, how Georgia approaches it if he doesn't play. But, I mean, you got a Heisman candidate quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that be able to go and win you football games like this. You know, and I do believe that. I do believe that Clemson's front seven is one of the best in college football. And I think that that's going to give the Dogs some pressure. But I think the Georgia Bulldogs have maybe the best offensive line. In college football.
They may very well.
You know, and so it's going to be a filling out process and everything like that. I think that, but as far as the Etienne situation, I don't know. It's not, and this Kirby ain't no different than he's ever been, you know, as far as who's going to play, who is it going
to
play.
Yeah, that's interesting as far as like the lead up to the game and not telling anybody. I wonder if Kirby feels a need to be different than he's ever been as far as the discipline goes because of what's been going on in his program, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Kirby's going to handle it however he wants. Mm-hmm. And as long as he keeps winning football games,
it don't matter.
It's not going to be discussed the way that it would be if the program wasn't good. Like, if Georgia's program was what it was pre-Kirby, and this was happening with guys and all the auto infractions and all that kind of stuff, it'd be a really different conversation.
Yeah.
And now people would say, well, that doesn't seem... Yeah, it doesn't seem right, but it is what it is. Yeah. You know how college football works.
Has he ever done this before? As far as taking a guy out of a game?
I don't know.
I'm racking my brain trying to remember.
I don't recall any early season suspensions or mids, any kind of stuff like that. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times the stuff happened was so smack dab in the middle of the offseason that I don't, you know, or the guy was leaving the team, or obviously in the one case the kid passed away.
Right.
But yeah, I mean the way that this just the reality of it is the way that it's been covered and talked about is different because Georgia football team's great.
Yeah.
It just is. I'm sorry. I mean, but winning is the ultimate currency in college football. And when you're a great program and you're number one in the country year after year after year, certain things get talked about differently. But I do wonder, because Kirby keeps getting asked about it and the team keeps getting in trouble for it. I wonder if he feels a little bit of like a, I don't know if pressure's the right word, but like a responsibility to be like, you know what? Like, we got to actually make a bold statement on one of these things and suspend one of our best players for one of our most important games.
And that's the thing about it. This ain't Clemson State.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, this is not some directional school for opening game of the season like it has been in years past. It's Clemson.
Yes.
In Atlanta.
Yes.
In front of recruits.
Yes.
Like, you need to win this game.
Yes.
But you sit this guy down for that, I think that's a pretty big statement.
Yeah, I think it'd be a big statement. And, I mean, Georgia can still will win the game without him if he does not play.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was just, you know, and I don't know why this feeling that I have is different than any other time. I just don't know. I just don't know if he's going to play. Now, if he plays, would I be shocked if Etienne played? No, I wouldn't be shocked. But I wouldn't be shocked if he did.
I would be shocked if he doesn't play.
You'd be shocked if he doesn't play?
Yeah, I would be. I would be. Just because of he doesn't have to do it.
No, he does not.
He could not suspend him, and it'll still get covered the way it's been
covered. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
But if he does suspend him, I think, again, I think that would be, I think it would be impressive. I think it would be impressive if he suspended him for this game. But, I mean, if he doesn't, I'm not going to be like, Kirby's a bad guy
or anything like that. No.
But if he does suspend him for this game, I'm like, all right, there you go. Like, right. That's what we're talking about actually dropping mm-hmm. on a program, being like, because you can only act, there's only a couple things that kids actually care about.
Yeah.
And the stuff that they've been doing clearly hasn't been working. And I believe they've been doing a lot of stuff. Speakers come in, make sure people know you got whatever. Like, all the things that you can try to do to make kids not drive fast and act dumb hasn't been working.
No.
The only thing you can do, and I know they can fine them now, which is hilarious, but I guess it makes sense because they make money, but it's in big games, in moments like this. That's the main penalty that a guy like this could actually feel. Now, if he did it, it would be surprising because I don't think most coaches would.
Yeah, and that's why I said that's just a feeling I had. He probably will play. That could be, and I could have a different feeling. Hell, if I sleep another damn 8 hours tonight, like, you know what? That was crazy as hell.
Actually, never mind.
Yeah, he's gonna. Never mind. He's gonna play and everything like that. But this is gonna be a challenging game because Clemson is a good team. They're very well coached and they're very, very talented. I think, you know, we had fun making fun of Dabo yesterday and everything. He still has a very good football team.
Yeah,
really good football team. Good players, especially on the defensive side of the football, that can get after. They got first round defensive lineman. They got a first round off the ball linebacker who's over there. That it's not going to be one of those things where George just runs up and down the field. It's not going to happen. But it's going to be one of those methodical approaches that Kirby has sometimes in games like this. It's like, just let's control the damn football game. All right, let's get out of here with the win. All right, no matter how impressive it is, let's control this football game and get out of here with a W.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they play it. I mean,
because he does it a lot.
That is what they do in games like this.
Kirby does it a lot in games like this.
I don't like it that much.
I hate it.
Like, that's how they handled the SEC championship game last year, and it bit him in the ass.
Exactly.
That's how they handled that Clemson game a couple of years ago, week one. It was 10-3, and it was a defensive score that won the football game.
Yes.
Turns out that offense was a lot more dynamic than that. Now, again, that was a different quarterback starting that game than started the rest of the season. I don't know, man. I think you need to take it to any team that you're playing against.
I agree.
The conservative approach against these, like, semi-equal opponents.
Because
Clemson's good, but they're not.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But he does it.
Punch him in the face.
But the thing about it is, but it's always, even though it might be an 11-point win or so, it's convincing, though. You're like, okay, we know you're going to win this game, but he's going to control this game.
Sure.
I don't want that. Let's go.
Do it like you did to Oregon.
Let's go get him like you did Oregon.
Treat him like you treated Oregon.
Yeah, man. And just go up and down the field and maul them. That's what I would love to see. But I just know somehow how Kirby gets in these games like this.
Yeah.
We're gonna win the football game.
We're gonna
control the clock.
We're gonna run the football.
Yes.
We're gonna short passes.
Yeah.
We're gonna play good defense. We're not gonna make any mistakes. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Win. It's not as fun to watch.
No. But the thing about it, you're methodical and you still end up with 40 points.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how effective the offense is right now. This offense in college football right now. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's really fresh, isn't it?
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. It is cut down day for the Atlanta Falcons. We will let you know about any names that we see as they come out. Brandon Adams is going to join us, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. We'll talk to him about some Georgia football conversation at 1:20, as we always do on Tuesdays, with game one coming up Saturday at noon here in Atlanta versus Clemson. I don't know. That's so awesome. It's on Saturday.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
Right down the road.
Yes.
Against, you know, two of the teams that have won multiple national championships in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a couple of them that have actually done that, and they're going to play each other on Saturday.
Man, it's awesome. It's going to be a lot of damn fun, man.
I try to never get used to that.
What's
because
that?
Being in the middle of a place where stuff like that happens.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, Caitlin Clark was in town last night.
Right.
That was awesome.
Yes.
Georgia and Clemson play on Saturday, yes. Right over there. Georgia Tech and Georgia State play on Saturday as well.
Yes. What time is that game? Is it a 3:30?
I think it's a 3:30.
3:30. Okay.
It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, it's
8 o'clock
game.
It's a night game.
Oh man, night game on the flats.
Night game at Tech.
Night
okay.
game on the flats. Oh yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
I mean this with all due respect because I loved my time in Portland, but there'd be a lot of days where there wasn't stuff happening in Portland. So I always try to be very thankful
right.
to be here and have all this awesome stuff happening yeah. all the time and not take it for granted.
But it's coming
this
up.
Is a
I mean,
big
think,
old fun
you
city.
You think about a lot of these games. I mean, we were just talking about Dion and the whole thing with the reporter, but they got them. Damn Dakota schools.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it.
No,
we didn't talk about it.
We mentioned it. You know what? I don't understand it because when I view whatever happened with him and this reporter, whatever, said they banned him and all those different things. I look at it and I look at the different responses from the different people.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the responses from the journalists mm-hmm. and the people that cover teams and stuff, and they all are on this guy's side, mm-hmm. the whatever dude side. And then I look at Dion. And all the athletes and stuff like that are on his side.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like one of those things where, and I love, because people are saying, well, then don't answer his question. Don't necessarily put it, why did you have to say we're not going to, just don't answer him.
It kind of gives him more yeah. attention than he deserves.
And then you look at it from a standpoint, so every week I don't answer this question, you're going to keep asking me why I'm not answering this question. So I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm not answering your question.
Right.
So you won't have to ask me after week one why I didn't answer it. After right. this, why I didn't answer it. Why did? I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm not answering it.
Yeah. To me, it's one of those things where it seems like it would be very easy to just answer the guy yeah. every single week.
And see, that's what
and then he doesn't get elevated because I never heard of this guy
before. I never
heard
him either.
And then I went and read the stuff he wrote, and I was like, okay, I can see why Dion wouldn't like
yeah,
that very
because
much.
Because the thing about it is, it's one thing, and that's why I said it's one thing because that's what the journalists people out here say. He ought to have thick skin and all those different things.
Yeah.
But then you look at it from a standpoint where if you've never had people take a shot, because you write, yours is in print. You know what I mean? That you can write it down, people read it and everything. And a lot of times people, when they see it in written form, they're going to believe it and they think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you're in a situation where Dion can't insult this guy. Nobody's going to give a damn if Dion insults this guy.
Right.
But at the same time, you didn't, the attention that you gave to this young man, whoever he is, it wasn't warranted. But I get to the point where I'm going to tell you this so I don't have to answer it every week.
Sure.
So I don't have to hear your question.
Sure.
So I don't have to hear your voice.
Sure.
It's just
one of those things where the word banned, you know
yes,
what I mean?
Right.
When you start banning
right.
media,
right.
then that kind of looks like, all right, what are we doing? You know what I mean? But the guy wrote some stuff that was probably over the line.
It was.
Like, now, it's interesting because the line, I don't know what the line is right. anymore. I don't know what it is. Like, people can say and write and do whatever they want. Historically, he's a columnist, right? Historically, columnists write things that are a little bit, I don't know, I'm not inflammatory. You don't want to be inflammatory, but you push the envelope a little bit. You have a little bit more leeway than a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
A reporter, columnist are different. Columnist write stuff, but this, I mean, he's taking personal shots
yeah.
at him. He's not the first guy to do it. And also, turn on TV. Like,
yeah, exactly.
People just go on TV and
it's
say whatever they want every single day now.
Yeah, that's why I saw
it. I don't know what the line is anymore.
Because there isn't.
But I guess he's local.
Yes.
So then, like, you don't want the local guys to be, but also, like, it's so important for college football coaches to have the local media support.
Yeah.
And he clearly doesn't.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I've been in a situation where the team and the team players on a certain team that I was on had problems with a local beat guy and everything.
Every team that's
happened.
Ever existed
it always
has had a problem
with
that.
And then it's been one of those things where you don't answer his question.
Yeah, right.
They get up in their feelings.
Which I got Kirby and
you're not letting me do
who's
my
the
job.
Guy, who's the guy that Kirby doesn't like to answer his questions?
Chip?
Chip Tower.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
So he just non-answer
yeah.
answers them every single time.
Yeah, okay. But I know we got the back page. Real quick, Desmond Ridder has been released. Desmond has been released. Why can you hear it like that?
Because we had to spend months of our lives.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
But we still have to talk about it.
It's
and I'm not
the back
doing
page
like this.
With Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And I'm not even mad at the people that try to talk us into pretending he might be good.
Right.
I'm mad at them for not knowing. Come on. The Falcons went into an NFL season last year with legitimate players with that guy as their quarterback.
Yes.
You know, if I was Calais Campbell, I'd be furious.
And y'all say news
at least
never
he got,
breaks.
At least he got millions
on the
of dollars
show
to
with
do
Andy
it.
And Randy.
God. Dog. What a joke.
So I'm glad y'all just brought up the Deion topic, because y'all didn't get to it in the last segment. I was going to use that as a segue into my segment. So of all the scrutinies revolving Deion and the reporter and him being mean and having to defend himself about outside noise, Deion is doing something extremely freaking BA for a lot of his players, specifically the ones that have children. Stating that a child is not a mistake, a child is an opportunity to mature you. Deion is partnering with a local bank in Colorado, starting checking accounts or savings accounts for the kids of several of his players.
Love it.
Check out the amount, $2,121.
Of course it is.
2121. So there it is. It's one of those things that's like, you know.
Of course it is.
It's like a little Deion, right? But it's also really, really good.
Right.
So, you know, that's perfect.
You know, he's got to leave his signature on everything.
It's beautiful, but that's a great thing,
right? It really
is. That's a really, really good, like, NIL opportunity that you can do now that you couldn't do before.
Yep.
Really cool idea that, yeah.
Yeah, he brought all his players that were fathers into a room, had them all thinking they were all in trouble, and tells them about this.
Damn, how many they got?
There was a room of them. I can't tell. There's a video online if you want to go check it out. All you can really see it because it's mostly him, but there's at least a row. I mean,
yeah,
you know. Well, a lot of these kids are married and have kids.
It's the COVID era.
I had a child when I was in college. Sure. I went to Georgia. Yeah. So, yeah, sure. I'm just asking because you say that many damn accounts.
But a lot of these guys are 24
but
now, you know, 23.
I swear it threw me off when I first got to Georgia and some of my teammates were married. I was like, wow, I didn't married. And Georgia used to have this off-campus like housing for the families and everything. So, yeah, I was like, you married? I'm like, well, how old are you? He's like 19.
Huh.
Like, huh.
Why? Yeah. But also, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I guess I know why. Because you're in love.
You're in love.
You're in love.
The WWE world is in mourning today as Sid Vicious, Sid Justice, Psycho Sid.
Yeah, man.
Passed away yesterday, man. Never knew that he had cancer, as I continue to say. I actually brought up Chad Bozeman on my show on Sunday night because I did the top five baseball movies of all time. You know, I got a special place for cancer, and it can go right up to the, you know. But, yeah, man, Sid Vicious.
He's my cousin Mario texted me this morning. I saw it. He was, like, he was his favorite villain. And the thing with him, it wasn't no act. Sid was crazy.
No, he was
Psycho
crazy.
Sid was crazy.
Was more than just a monitor.
Yeah. He was crazy. You remember that when they showed a clip yesterday when his leg snapped, when he came out the top rope and landed wrong and snapped his leg? But, no, Sid was crazy.
Sid's one of the guys that got, you know, guys like Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Undertaker over in their young careers or during their careers. He was always, I don't think he ever played a face.
No.
I don't think he could. You know, it was just in him to be
crazy.
A villain type guy. So rest in power, Sid Vicious. And old Giselle's at it again.
Giselle who?
Taking some karate classes?
Nope. Her and Joaquin, apparently back together, were just spotted paddleboarding right outside Tom Brady's house.
There's no way.
Why y'all got to be paddleboarding right outside Tom's place, man?
Which one? The one in Florida?
Yeah, in Miami.
You sure that in her house?
A little bike now. See, that she does live in Miami, too.
Okay.
And I guess you
Miami's
can get
pretty
there
big city
waterway.
It is, but
it's a huge city.
But where they live at, it's a certain area where ain't a lot of people live over there.
No, wait a minute. They live close to each other?
I'm asking.
It's in an I don't know. Let's
is it Star Island, right?
It just says that she also has an $11 million home.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah, okay. So they probably stay on the same.
So it's just a coincidence.
It's just a coincidence.
They're just going on a little paddleboard.
It's just a damn coincidence that my ex-wife and the dude that she cheated on me with is paddleboard past
outside
my
house.
Being nosy. Come That's on. All it was. Being nosy.
That's when you got to get the BB gun out.
That's when you got to have a
or a blowgun.
Or
a paintball gun.
No, dude. Again.
Nothing that's going to kill anybody.
No,
but,
I'm just saying.
You snipe Joaquin in the knee with a paintball?
Why are you coming by my house?
Yeah,
why are you being nosy?
I know why they're coming by his house. Because she's mad at him.
Yeah.
Because he did the Netflix thing.
But still, you slow paddling by my house? Oh, no.
Old petty Giselle.
God, that's petty.
I got it.
So they're just going to play this thing out in public then.
Come on.
Wow.
Apparently.
You ever gone paddleboarding before?
No, not with little bicycle paddles, no.
No, I thought we're not stand-up. We're not doing
no,
that.
No, this is the bicycle paddling.
Oh, okay.
Is that a paddle boat? Pedal boat? Pedal boat.
Okay, they were doing like the pedal boat thing.
I've never stood on the surfboard and go.
We have one of those.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, we have one.
Pretty fun.
We have one. They one of them sneaky purchases she bought. Like, hey, babe, look what I bought.
Now we have a paddleboard.
Yeah, we have a paddleboard.
We can go paddleboarding.
Exactly.
Where you can go paddleboarding?
He paddleboards in the pool, Andy. That's where it is right now. That's where it is right damn now. With
that's
the paddle
a short
stuck.
Trip.
Yeah,
that's
I'm like,
great.
Yo, what are you doing? Paddleboard sitting right there in the pool.
But that's good practice, though. What are these muscles on the side?
Lats.
That's lats.
For your obliques and your
good
lats.
Oblique.
Right?
Good oblique dude. Exercise. Yeah.
Tom need to go.
What's the appropriate response? Like, he's got to strike back.
No, because I wonder how close they
skinny dip in front of her house.
I wonder how close they stay together. Tom needs to have a tip drill party at his house.
Exactly. Exactly right. He's got to take it to the next level.
He got to go up. He got to go send like four party buses.
Exactly.
Up to
right.
Tootsies.
Exactly.
Get them all.
Yeah, yeah.
And bring them all
to
the house.
Get them on and then get them all paddleboards.
Yes.
And then paddleboard
yes.
the other way back by her house.
Tom got a yacht. Do it. Do a big pimping video.
You can twerk on a paddleboard.
Do a
You're coordinated enough. You can twerk on a paddleboard.
Tell him to do a big pimping video on his yacht going past her house.
I forgot to mention this yesterday. It didn't come up organically. This is a perfect time to bring it up. When we were at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw on Friday, one of the listeners that came by and said, what's up to us, stopped me on the way out the door and said, hey, I need to tell you a story about how you and Randy helped me out. And I was like, all right, sure. Like, because normally people meet us and they say, oh, you said this crazy thing one time and made me laugh. He like wanted to tell me a serious story about how you and I impacted his life. We made a joke one time about how Scottie Scheffler, when he won the Masters, went back to that bar in Dallas. And you were like, yeah, he wanted to flex on an ex.
Yeah.
He wanted to go back there and like show her. And then we told stories about how we'd done that in the past. And he was like, you know what? That's what I want to do. Because him and his lady had broken up.
Uh-huh.
And he knew that they were both going to be at a concert in a couple of months from then, because they had bought the tickets already and they were expensive, so he knew that she would be there too. So he knew he had 2 months to get in shape.
Uh-huh.
So he dedicated
Hell
himself.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to flex on her.
Yeah.
Lost 30 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Showed up with he said the lady that he went with, some beautiful blonde bombshell whatever, who was younger than she was.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that hurt her.
And he said the whole night he could tell she was just staring daggers. Yeah.
That hurt her.
So we
how did he know where they were sitting or where they were going to be?
Small venue.
Okay.
Small venue. Hell, yeah.
City Boys! Amazing.
City Boys are up!
We're up!
That's fantastic.
Hell yeah, dude.
And he just wanted us to know that we had inspired the flex on the ex.
Nobody ever wanted to see their ex doing better than them.
Hell no.
No.
You dropped 30 that quick? She hadn't seen him. All of a sudden, she sees him.
You see him, and she probably
30
was like,
pounds down?
And she probably like, now, she broke up with him, right? We're just going to assume that. For the sake of her.
I don't remember
probably,
what
she probably broke up with him because she thought he was overweight. And
whatever
comes
it was.
Back
yeah.
with this.
They had just been on this long vacation, like tropical vacation, that he paid for.
Oh, hell no.
And then they got back and he broke up. And he was like, all right, we got to.
Oh!
Yeah, yes. So he had a lot of vengeance in his
she
heart.
He deserved it.
And he channeled that vengeance into physical fitness.
Did they show with Andy and Randy. Inspiring revenge tour since day one.
If revenge is a dish best served 30 pounds lighter. All right?
We up.
That's what it is.
We up.
Shout out. Shout out. Flex on your ex. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.